This podcast is brought to you by the National Trust of South Australia. It's about local people and places. Thanks for joining us for Our Town. Let's dive in.
This is an Our Town podcast. I'm David Tucker from the National Trust of South Australia Gawler Branch, introducing Marilyn Tucker, who will tell you a story of early music making in South Australia. Marilyn is also a member of the National Trust of South Australia Gawler Branch. Are you familiar with the words I'm about to say? There is a land where summer skies are gleaming with a thousand dyes. This is the first line of the Song of Australia, which when you were a child, you may have sung in school every week at assembly. But have you ever considered how it came to be? Marilyn Tucker will tell you how it came to be.
There is a land where summer skies are gleaming with a thousand dyes, blending in witching harmonies, in harmonies.
You may have sung this song in school every week at assembly, but have you ever considered how it came to be? The writer of the words was Carolyn Carlton. She arrived in South Australia as the 20-year-old bride of a medical student in 1839. Carlton, the husband, did not finish his medical degree and therefore worked in South Australia in Adelaide and then at the Kapunda Mines as a medical dispenser. Later he was appointed curator of the West Terrace Cemetery in Adelaide. Carolyn was talented and well-educated, a pianist and harp player, although where she found a harp in Adelaide is a mystery. Skilled in languages also. Sadly, we know very little else about Carolyn. When her husband died in 1861 at the age of 47, left with five children, Carolyn and the two eldest girls opened a small school in Adelaide. Running a home school was something common to many educated widowed women of the time as a means of making an income. She also convinced the cemetery trustees to appoint her to fill her husband's role as curator. By gaining the job, she was able to continue living in the house at the cemetery. Carolyn carried out the job to a high standard. To be appointed to this role was a great achievement when few women held jobs outside the home or within a family business. In 1859, the Gawler Institute offered two prizes of 10 guineas, approximately $2,500 today. for a national song, one prize for the words and one for the music. A competition was run by the Gawler Institute to celebrate its second anniversary. A meeting of the Institute committee was held in September 1859 and set the terms. It was to be known as the Song of Australia. They were seeking something with a patriotic nature. Remarkably, the writers of the lyrics were given 2 weeks to submit entries. Over 90 submissions were received. The winner was announced on the 21st of October 1859. Composers were then given 10 days to submit appropriate musical accompaniment to the winning poem. That winner was announced on the 5th of November from 23 entries. So there was considerable interest from a small community in the competition, and no doubt the prize money was attractive. Carolyn set about writing the words, which were later accompanied by the music written by Carl Linger, a Berlin-born music teacher, conductor and piano tuner who was resident in Adelaide. The final concert was held on the 12th of December 1859 in the Gawler Institute before 300 guests, most in evening dress. It has been recorded that a young girl was the first to sing this song. However, contemporary records show that members of the Brunswick Band were the performers, with Carl Linger conducting. Some folk had travelled from Adelaide for the occasion. Everything was deemed a success, except for the out-of-tune piano. Carolyn continued her life in South Australia. Little is known other than that she and her daughters continued teaching, ultimately in Wallaroo, where she died in 1874 and she is buried there.
Thank you, Marilyn, for your story about Carolyn Carlton and the Song of Australia. It's a pity that we have so little information about Carolyn's life. What little we know underscores the enthusiasm and appreciation of people in the Gawler and Barossa area for the beauty and positive attributes of Australia. From my own childhood, I fondly remember the words and recall the gusto with which we sang when at school assemblies. The verse including the words "and gushing out with purple wine" always gave me pleasure, because my family produced grapes for winemaking. The voice we heard singing several verses of the Song of Australia was that of the well-known local tenor, Ralph Hatcher. Thank you, Ralph. This has been a podcast from the National Trust of South Australia, Gawler Branch.
You've been listening to a podcast from the National Trust of South Australia. To find out more, visit us at one of our heritage places or online at nationaltrust.org.au/sa.